Nolte, California legislature seeks to let kids divorce their parents. By John Nolte on June 18, 2026. In the left's ongoing crusade to separate vulnerable children from the influence of their parents, Democrats in the failed state of California are pushing a bill that would allow minor children to divorce their parents. As you read this, keep in mind that this has nothing to do with protecting children. Quite the opposite, in fact. This is all about removing children from the protection of their families so they can be corrupted and exploited. The bill, AB 1967, allows any minor residing in any residential facility to file a legal application against their parents, without cause or evidence of harm, reports the Post-Millennial. Residential facilities include drug rehabilitation programs, boarding schools, wilderness therapy programs, faith-based residential programs, and runaway shelters. You think that sounds bad? Here's the devil in those details. The child can petition the court to strip the parents of custodial authority and substitute county child welfare control or foster placement, the report adds. The application need not be corroborated by any adult and need not be served on the parents. The child statement alone is sufficient to trigger a mandatory assessment of the parents' home. This assessment can occur without the parents' knowledge. And here's the true motive. A child in a pro-reality therapeutic setting can use AB 1967 to move herself into a home or institution that will affirm her transgender identity. California welfare laws require children under state control to be affirmed in their gender identity, housed in accordance with their identity and not sex, and given access to sex-rejecting interventions. So you have a troubled teen dealing with all the complications that come with puberty. And oftentimes one of those complications is resenting your parents for reasons you don't really understand yourself. This is fairly common, and most families work through it with the family intact after the kids grow and mature, thanks to the love and guidance of patient and caring parents. What these degenerates in California want to do is exploit this perfectly normal phase of childhood by allowing the confused child a legal mechanism to show them, through this parental divorce. Then the child, who is not capable of or mature enough to decide what's best for him, gets to choose what's best for him, in the form of a government-run or regulated environment. This will only lead to one, disaster for the child and the family, which will lead to two, a more confused, stunted, unhappy, neurotic child for California's degenerates to take advantage of. On top of this bill being used to aid in the left's primary goal, the destruction of normal families, the Post-Millennial also correctly points out that it will become a cash cow for these facilities, which will get paid per resident. With these people, it's never about protecting the kids and only about finding whatever demonic mechanism they can to destroy the family. Think back on your own teen years. How many of us at that immature age would have loved to have had this leverage over our parents? How many of your friends? To those normal people still living in California, you gotta get out. Your kids might seem perfectly fine today. You might think there's no way my sweet little Betty would ever do something like this. We're best friends. Well, those teen years are messy and complicated. And with this bill, it will only take a single turn of events to destroy your family. The government of California is seeking to become a full-blown child predator. You gotta get out.